is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. Vice President Harris just posted video of the call to her running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz.
Listen, I want you to do this with me. Let's do this together. Would you be my running mate and let's get this thing on the road?
I would be honored, Madam Vice President.
Harris's campaign says it's raised $10 million in the hours following her pick. But not all reaction is positive. CBS News Minnesota reporter Caroline Cummings.
Minnesota Republicans, you know, they characterize Governor Walz as extreme and that his addition to this ticket just makes this ticket more extreme. They've been sharply critical of how he has handled certain issues in Minnesota, namely those protests that turned into riots in wake of George Floyd's killing, and also to his handling of COVID.
One group Walz may have on his side is the Beehive.
Girls from the world.
Yeah, those are Beyonce fans. Last year, he declared July 20th as Beyonce Day in Minnesota to celebrate the arrival of her Renaissance tour. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp wants people in his state to stay on alert. Debbie may be a tropical storm, but she's causing widespread damage and dangerous floods.
Do not let this storm lull you to sleep, as a lot of affected areas right now are not experiencing rain and high winds, but both models are showing that rain will come back.
New York's Columbia University is considering giving its office new authority months after pro-Palestinian protests took over campus.
That's protesters at Columbia in April, where the NYPD was called in to break up an encampment and the occupation of an administrative building. Now first reported by the Wall Street Journal, there are discussions that could lead to peace officers on campus with the power to arrest and physically contact students, which current campus officers are not allowed to do. Allison Keys, CBS News.
The Algerian boxer at the center of a gender controversy at the Olympics is set to fight again in the next hour. CBS's Dana Jacobson reports from Paris.
Both of the losers from that will take home the bronze, so she is guaranteed to have a medal. And just to give you some perspective on the IBA and the questions around it, the IOC has already said that in 2028 there will not be boxing in the Olympics if the IBA is still in charge, because the IBA has been under scrutiny for their leadership, for financial issues and ideas of corruption.
The IBA is the International Boxing Association, the group that banned Imani Khalif from competition last year for failing an unspecified gender test. By the way, Team USA still leads the overall medal count in Paris with 85, including 23 gold. One of those went to American Sam Watson this morning, who set a world record in men's speed climbing. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Lake Michigan swimming is off limits today due to hazardous conditions. The National Weather Service has issued a beach hazard statement for Milwaukee, Racine, and Kenosha counties. Waves are reaching up to 8 feet. A new manufacturing facility is going up in western Kenosha. Schuetz Containers is investing nearly $40 million on a 370,000-square-foot plant. The plant along 60th Street near Indian Trail will produce plastic drums and bulk containers, creating 97 new jobs. LaMarion Blair, already facing 49 charges related to the Graceland Cemetery shooting in Racine, has been hit with 4 additional felony charges. It comes after a jail fight. He now faces 53 total criminal charges. And tonight marks National Night Out. It's an event aimed at strengthening community police relations. There are several events across Racine and Kenosha, with the gatherings featuring food, music, and information about resources in the community. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers hold on to first place. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Brewers back to a 6-game lead in the NL Central Division. The Pirates are now in second. NFL, the Packers practice all week before they head to Cleveland against the Browns Saturday night. The Badgers offense had a good day in their practice and pads at UW-Platteville. Quarterback Tyler Van Dyke, with his best performance yet, hitting on some deep balls. Head coach Luke Fickle.
It's always going to be a winner. There's always going to be someone that doesn't win. That's the kind of the nature of the game.
And LA Chargers head coach Jim Harbaugh, still under fire as new evidence of cheating and sign stealing at Michigan are coming out in an NCAA report.
Never lie, never cheat, never steal. I was raised with that lesson. If you stumble, you apologize
and you make it right. Today, I do not apologize. I did not participate, was not aware, nor complicit in those said allegations. So for me, it's back to work and attacking with an enthusiasm unknown to mankind.
That's Jim Harbaugh with Sports on Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Are clearing, giving way to partly sunny skies and breezy winds out of the northeast, gusting up to 30 miles per hour. This is keeping our highs suppressed to the low 70s today. And it's creating massive waves on Lake Michigan with a beach hazard statement in effect. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 69 degrees.
Because on WRJN, a song that was originated by the Beatles, John Lennon got the idea for that song when he heard Yoko Ono playing Beethoven's Moonlight Sonata on the piano.
Sooner or later, love is gonna let you. Sooner or later, love is gonna win. Park to West Racine. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Just as fast as she can now. And she'll have fun, 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 till her daddy takes a T-bird away.
Fun, 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 till her daddy takes a T-bird away.
Well, when her wrist can't stand her, cause she walks, looks and cries like an ace.
You walk like an ace now, you walk like an ace.
She makes the Indy 500 look like a Roman chariot face.
You look like an ace now, you look like an ace.
A lot of guys try to catch her, but she leads them on a wild goose chase.
You drive like an ace now, you drive like an ace.
And she'll have fun, 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 till her daddy takes a T-bird away.
Fun, 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 till her daddy takes a T-bird away.
Well, you knew all along that your dad was getting wise to you now.
Now you shouldn't have lied.
And since he took your set of keys, you've been thinking that your fun is all
you
through now.
T-bird away.
Fun, 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 now the daddy
better feel it now.
Fun, 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 now the daddy took the T-bird away.
Fun, 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 now the daddy took the T-bird away.
My eyes, tell me what
Jackson Brown, Dr. My Eyes on WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Well, Brett Hoffman is here from Marcus Theaters to update us on the weekend box office.
Well, at number five, it's the eighth week of release for Inside Out 2, and it brought in $6.7 million. It's been an amazing summer at the movies for Inside Out 2. It's now grossed over $627 million and is the number one animated film of all time. Now, at number four, continuing the remarkable 2024 summer of animated movies, is Despicable Me 4. It brought in $11.3 million, and it's grossed over $314 million this summer. And number three was a new release from this past weekend. M. Night Shyamalan's Trap, starring Josh Hartnett, took in $15.6 million. At number two was the big summer hit Twisters with $22.7 million. And at number one, to no one's surprise, in its second week of release, was Deadpool and Wolverine. It took in $97 million. This movie is now nearing the $400 million mark, and it is already the number one R-rated release of all time. Being released this weekend is the video game sci-fi adventure Borderlands. It Ends With Us, starring Blake Lively, which is based on the best-selling Colleen Hoover novel. And a horror thriller from Neon Pictures called Cuckoo. There is so much to see on the big screen. Go check out a movie.
All right, Brett, it's Brett Hoffman from Marcus Theaters. I'm Kurt Vollman on WRJN.
As the world around us becomes more and more virtual, sometimes it's nice to take a step back and add a personal touch to celebrate your loved ones. Personal Touch by Julie is a family-owned and operated florist in the Mount Pleasant area for over 47 years with unmatched customer service and talented floral design, making them the area's number one choice for any occasion. Call today at 262-886-9444 and bring your ideas to life, or better yet, go see the artistic elegance yourself at 5445 Spring Street in Mount Pleasant.
Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches. Ferraro's in Racine satisfies every lunch and dinner craving. August brings the ultimate fusion with the cheeseburger pizza. Juicy beef, melted cheese, and red onions in a signature sauce. Topped with pickles and a special dressing. Also, check out Ferraro's assortment of frozen pizzas. Ideal for a quick meal, special occasion, or as a delicious solution for your group's next fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's. Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Save big money on your next project with help from Menards. Move water where you need it quickly with a Barracuda sump pump. Sump pumps keep your basement dry when big storms hit unexpectedly. Get a half horsepower cast iron Barracuda sump pump on sale now through May 5th. Hurry into Menards. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
She posted about us just now.
Celebrities can't get enough of Biana's bespoke skincare line.
She has 147 million followers. How do we monetize?
She needs a social media associate to help her with the hype.
We should repost this. Do we need a hashtag?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Looking for a roundup of the day's important headlines in quick podcast form? Search no more. Find it now on the WRJN website at WRJN.com. Your news just for the Racine-Kenosha area. I'm Stuart J. Waddles with WRJN News.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Warren Eye Care Center in Racine. Dr. Warren utilizes cutting-edge technology to enhance care quality and efficiency. His patients can expect a streamlined experience for their glasses and contact lenses. Appointments typically last 30 minutes unless additional testing or services are required. Go to WRJM.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and purchase $30 gift certificates for just $15. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Local news and timeless hits. It's our renewed commitment to Racine. For 97 years, people have depended on WRJN for local news, and we continue that tradition hourly every weekday. Now, along with Brewers, Badgers, Packers, Bucks, and high school sports, WRJN features the timeless hits that lifts everyone's spirits. Hometown Radio Refreshed with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue, clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They're like much more. What a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
News and timeless hints from Louis Armstrong on WRJN. Mark your calendar for this Thursday. It's another Racine Harbor Market extravaganza. Head to downtown Racine, take in the summer vibes, the flavors, the scents, the music that makes summer so great. The next Harbor Market is coming up August 8th. That's this Thursday from 4 to 7 p.m. You want more information? Go to racinedowntown.com.
Yeah.
Nobody covers Racine's local news like WRJN. We've been doing it for 97 years now, covering the county, city, and neighborhoods you live and work in. Let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Another inmate has died at the Waupun State Prison. The initial investigation points to suicide. It's the fifth time an inmate has died at Waupun since June of last year. Nine people, including the former warden, were arrested earlier this year on felony charges connected to some of those deaths. Swing state polls show Kamala Harris has erased Donald Trump's lead. Marquette poll director Charles Franklin says it appears President Biden dropping out of the race is a game changer, at least for now.
Democrats who were very unenthusiastic when Biden was the candidate have now become almost as enthusiastic as Republicans, erasing an advantage that Republicans have had all year.
Franklin speaking with Wisconsin Eye. Harris and Republican running mate J.D. Vance campaign in Eau Claire tomorrow. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Lamarion Blair already facing 49 charges for his alleged role in the Racine Graceland Cemetery shooting has been hit with four new felony charges. The new counts are from a July 5th altercation at the Racine County Jail, where Blair reportedly fought with another inmate over money. It brings Blair's total criminal charges to 53. Tonight is National Night Out. It's an annual event focused on enhancing community ties and police interaction. In Racine, events will be hosted at various locations, including cop houses and churches. Kenosha will join in the celebration at schools and the Shalom Center. At both, there will be food, music, and information about community resources. And there are less local options if Disney is a destination. Frontier Airlines is cutting routes at Mitchell, impacting travelers to Orlando, Fort Myers, Philadelphia, and Raleigh-Durham. The changes are part of a larger national reduction by the airline. Other carriers are still serving most of those routes from Milwaukee. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Clouds are clearing, giving way to partly sunny skies and breezy winds out of the northeast, gusting up to 30 miles per hour. This is keeping our highs suppressed to the low 70s today. And it's creating massive waves on Lake Michigan, with a beach hazard statement in effect. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 69 degrees.
It's the Captain and Tennille. Love will keep us together on WRJN. And now a song that I think is quite romantic. Think of the lyrics. Bus stop, wet day, she's there, I say, please share my umbrella. It's the Hollies on WRJN.
Bus stop, wet day.
She would show me what she bought.
We are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Have you been to the Wisconsin State Fair yet this year? Why not go this Sunday? It's the Happy Together Tour at the Wisconsin State Fair Sunday, hosted by the Turtles, and they're going to be joined this year by Jay and the Americans, the Association, Badfinger, and the Vogues. If you want more information, you can check out their website. It's so many timeless hits, all in one great show.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about science books. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. Don't know much about geography. Don't know much trigonometry.
Some man's gone, he's tried to run my life. He don't know what he's asking. When he tells me I better get in line, I can't hear what he's saying. When I grow up, I'm gonna make it mine. These ain't dues I've been paying. Well, how much does it cost? I'll buy it. The time is all we've lost. I'll try it. And he can't even run his own life. I'll be damned if you run mine. Sunshine, sunshine, go away today. I don't feel much like dancing. Some man's gone, he's tried to run my life. You don't know what he's asking. Starts to make me wonder where the fruits of what I do are going. He says in love and war all is fair, but he's got cards he ain't showing. How much does it cost? I'll buy it. The time is all we've lost. I'll try it. And he can't even run his own life. I'll be damned if he run mine. Sunshine, sunshine, come on back another day. I promise you I'll be singing. This old world, she's gonna turn around. Brand new bells will be ringing.
Jonathan Edwards with Sunshine on WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. Glad you're with us today. Are you ready for today's useless fact of the day? Just a random piece of information that you can share with your family and friends. Here we go. Today's useless fact. I don't know. Maybe it's not so useless. You decide. Today's useless fact is Door County has more shoreline than any other county in the United States. I think that's something to be proud of. Yeah, more than 250 miles of shoreline, in fact.
Hot dogs grilling, frosty beverages chilling, Brewers game on the radio. Sounds like a perfect summer day. Except when uninvited guests crash the party. Don't let pesky critters put a damper on your tailgate. Safeway Pest Management is your pest prevention partner, keeping your outdoor spaces bug-free all season long. They're a Wisconsin proud company, providing safe and effective pest control for over 65 years. So call 262-679-4422 and enjoy a pest-free tailgate victory.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. I am as susceptible as the next person to discounts and sales. I love saving money. So I can get my wheels spinning pretty easy when I see that something I kind of want is 40 to 50% off. But here's a funny technique I'm going to share with you to save even more in situations like that. And I hereby authorize you, as the CEO of your brain, to consider this amazing offer whenever you're looking at something on sale. I just think to myself, do I want to save 40% or do I want to save 100%? If you're clicking around online and you see something you weren't planning to buy and it's on sale, like, hey, look, that ShamWow is 40% off. This trick can come in handy. I find that asking myself, would I rather save 100% and not buy this, sometimes can be helpful for my bottom line. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
An unsuspecting driver at a gas station in Wisconsin.
Welcome, Pump 15. How you doing?
Great.
Were you wearing your seatbelt today?
I never wear my seatbelt.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him real good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, sir. How you doing?
Dollar driver. It takes 1 second to strap a seatbelt on. Well, let's do this. Let's do it together. Now, don't that feel better?
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Click it or tick it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
And I should have recognized your voice when you're harassing
me. I'm watching you.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
This history can't be denied. Wisconsin is the home of the hamburger. About 30 minutes west of Green Bay, you'll find the city of Seymour, where in the 1880s, young Charlie Nagreen pushed his food cart to the fair. The 15-year-old planned to sell round balls of beef to visitors, but it didn't quite catch on. Can you guess the surprising reason why? The answer coming up. Every summer, the home of the hamburger celebrates its history in a huge way with Burger Fest in Seymour. There's a 200-pound burger on the grill, a bun, run, ketchup slide, and of course, a burger-eating contest. So did you guess why Charlie's first beef recipe didn't work out? Well, as the story goes, visitors to the fair wanted to walk around. Charlie realized he needed to smash his beef ball between two pieces of bread to be able to eat it on the go. Charlie's hamburger, a huge success, making Seymour the home of the hamburger, a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
WRJN.
Oh!
Who's that I see walking in these woods? Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood.
Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. Better do.
local news, timeless hits, and the Milwaukee Brewers, the perfect soundtrack to summer. The Brewers had yesterday off. They're back in action tonight. First pitch at 6:20 in Atlanta. We'll have the pregame for you coming up at about 5:45 on WRJN. CBS News is next.
Hometown Radio Refreshed. WRJN.
Getting higher in L.A., you know where that's at.
And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass.
Lawless and Danny, you know there aren't many who can sing a song the way that you do. Let's go south.
Danny says, "Olly, golly, don't you think that I wish I could play guitar like you?"
McGuire's still getting higher in L.A., you know where that's at.
And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass. When Cass was a sophomore, planned to go to Swarthmore, but she changed her mind one day. Standing on the turnpike, thumb out the hitchhike, take her to New York right away.
When Danny met Cass, he gave a love bar.
McGuire couldn't get no higher, but that's what they were aiming at.
And no one's getting fat except Mama Cass. Mugwumps, high jumps, low slumps, big bumps, don't you work as hard as you play.
Make up, break up, everything is shake up, yes, it had to be that way.
Sebastian has all for me, spoonful.
Just a catching fire in L.A., you know where that's at.
everybody's getting fat except Mama Cass. Disgusted, ages can't be trusted, and then she wants to go to the sea. Cass can't make it, she says we'll have to fake it. We knew she'd come eventually. Greasing on American Express cars,
low rent, but keeping out the heat's hard.
Duffy's good vibrations and our imaginations can't go on indefinitely. And California dreaming is becoming a reality.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Monica Ricks. Vice President Harris and her new running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, will make their debut as a Democratic duo later this hour at a rally in Philadelphia. But first, we've got more on the call that made the team.
Let's do this together. Would you be my running mate and let's get this thing on the road?
I would be honored, Madam Vice President.
The campaign says it has raised $10 million since this morning's announcement. Tonight's rally is the start of a seven-state battleground blitz for the campaign.
So let's get out there and get this done, okay?
Let's do it.
Matt Piper, CBS News.
Donald Trump's running mate, J.D. Vance, slammed Walz.
This is a guy who's proposed shipping more manufacturing jobs to China, who wants to make the American people...